Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. We are here on another beautiful weekend here in northeastern Pennsylvania. Jewel, welcome today, and I hope you had a good week.
Thanks, Laurie. I did. It's good and hot, so I hope you had a good week too. I know we're both a little over it, but that's okay. It could be a lot worse out there. We're actually lucky to live in the region we live in, right?
Yeah, we get to experience all seasons, and sometimes a little less of spring, which I'd like more of. We seem to always have enough fall, but spring seems to be the one that gets shortchanged here, only because it goes from cold to hot so quickly.
Yep.
And as I always say, my ideal weather is sunny, no rain, and 73, no humidity. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, like the perfect temp. But there we go. If it could be that way year-round, I would love it. But it isn't, so we take the good with the bad. And as you know, my bad is usually your good because you love the...
Yeah, I like
snow. I don't even mind the cold. I just don't, you know, the snow is not a favorite thing of mine. But what are you going to do? So here we are, Jewel. We have lots to discuss. But you know one thing I wanted to say? And I say this because I have 100% complete knowledge in what I'm going to say. And we can all talk about people and things and businesses, and we can promote them and we can talk about them, which we do here, which is what I like about this show, is that we're able to do it. But one thing I want people to understand is when you and I, you know, do our little commercials for ourselves and what it is we do, I want everybody to know, and anyone who's listening who might think about what they're about the possibility of doing this, contracted services are really a wonderful tool, wonderful way of employing people or having work done. It's because, and so many more people do it. It's their own business, and they thrive in that, and they like it, and they become an asset to your company, and they're not getting benefits or anything else that goes along with an employee, and they can be part of and do just as much in on their own time, and what you expect of them is done, and regardless of how long it takes them, whether it's 10 hours or 10 minutes, if it gets done, it's what you're paying them for, and it's a wonderful service. And I want everybody to understand here that if you are someone who needs help with public relations and writing and just doing anything to get the word out, that every single person who's listening, who knows someone, who looks at it, who needs help with their nonprofit organ or organization, that Julie D. Immel is someone that you should contact. Because the work that you do, Julie, and I know firsthand, so I can say this with 100% certainty, and great and with great pride and belief in you, is that the work you do in your business is second to none. From your beautiful word use of the English language to your perfection in punctuation and making sure it's the right thing, to paying attention to people in or anything that the sensitivity of some things that have to go out. All of those things, your profound ability, attention to detail, and your likable way and your stick-to-itiveness and your belief in this community and what you want done is just so superior. And I'm telling you all, as someone who Julie has helped tremendously through my life for how many zillions of years, that it's so worth talking to Julie about what you do. Because we talk about our businesses all the time. And you hear my dog barking, sorry. And we talk about it. We tell each other what we do. But I need to emphasize the fact that if you need that type of work and not looking to anyone else in your company or your nonprofit, but need that extra pop, Julie is the person to call. So I'm just letting you know, Julie, I say this, and I know you're probably embarrassed a little, but I'm so, the more and more I talk to you and we talk about things and where you are and how you do it, just call Julie. That's all I'm going to say. Just call her. She can get it done for you.
Laura,
and you can, Julie. You're
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
That unsolicited endorsement was just a wonderful surprise this morning. Thank you.
Well, Julie, guess what? I can say it. It's my I can say it's my show, Joy.
You can. You can say whatever you want.
I can say it's my show. That's right.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, and I want to say, to your point, I think we refer clients to each other all the time, because in my line of work, you know, I'm working on a publicity, public relations, email marketing, you know, those email blasts that you get, and, you know, email newsletters, blogs, websites, all of that. Things will come up where I'm working particularly with nonprofits who need help in their development areas. And even if they have a full development team, sometimes they need another set of eyes. They need somebody to run concepts past, ideas. And when those questions come up, who do I refer them to? You. You are the only one in the area that I know who has this level of expertise in your field as well. So we help each other. We refer each other. And I only work with people who I know very well, who I respect, who have the utmost integrity, and who have mad skills in their areas of expertise. And as far as development and fundraising and PR, that's you. So I give you that endorsement right back.
Well, no, because how you do PR and how I do PR, although it's part of my business, is totally different. I mean, I don't write.
Right.
I don't do the things you do in the professional manner of which you do it. I pick up the phone and call people directly, and I get to know people, and I call them and ask them for their help. And I go about it in a very old-fashioned way, in a way that I hope never leaves our ability to do, because it is very, 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 very important. That old line, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I really love and love having the contacts that I have in the phone, that I can look in my phone and hopefully find it. And if I can't, I have someone else in there who can get me to that person. And I think that those are such crucial skills for anybody out there who does not have that ability. And not everybody does. They're just, not in their wheelhouse, and that's okay too. That's why you do what you do, to hire people who can help you do things on a contract, in a contracted way, on a contracted level, that you can utilize their skills, not have them as an employee. We don't, I don't want to be anyone's employee. You like it far more than I do, Julie, but I'm a Jerry Donahue, and I talked about this once, and both of us said we're not good employees, but we're not, because I think I like my own. I'm so like ridiculously driven in my own way, and I think what I do is the right way, and sometimes right. maybe it isn't, you know. And just because you're a contracted service doesn't mean you don't report to somebody, but they're not your boss, so to speak. They're someone you need to report to, and you have to make sure you're fulfilling what they want you to do.
Right.
And I get that, and it's important to do it. I mean, I got into a big argument with someone who once said, you know, you may be a contracted service, but you report to me. And I looked at him and I said, I report to no one. However, do I listen or help you do what you have to do? Yes, I do. And so I don't want to mention names. And then this person who was nasty, and we had it out a few times. Then he called me once and, pretty much said, will you come back and work full time? Because, but what I give them credit for is that they recognized and apologized, and we made up. And those are the ways of looking at it, because you can do one thing. I have great skill, and I'm going to give one of our sponsors this ability. Sunita Arora is one of these people who can really, really, really separate business from her personal situation. And I pretty much do that too. Sunita and I got into a rip-roaring argument once on the level of we were selling a house. And she was the selling agent, and I was the buying agent. And we got into this big blowout, and we finished our yelling and doing, and we were perfectly fine. They said, well, so when are we going for coffee? So if you can try to separate those two, I think that's a mastermind person who can to be able to do those kind of things, like be rip-roaring about it. Sometimes it happens, let's face it, and then being able to calm it down, finish it, do what you have to do, and move on in the sense of it's business, it's not personal. And so many times we take on personal feelings about what's happening in a transaction of business that it convolutes and clouds what's at hand. And I think when you can do that, it works. And what I'm getting at is, it's not that I haven't had people who, you know, were like ticked off, but what I love so much more that it was my business and not me as an employee. It worked much better. So those are things that work for me. I mean, I've been doing this for 16 years, and
amazing.
You know, and I'm going to give credit again. And I just had a nice long conversation with him this week, my dear friend, Jerry Donahue. He said to me one day, you know, you should be doing this. Why don't you just do this on your own? I said, what do you mean? He said, you could do all this on your own and work for people, contract. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I could ever do that. And
here you are.
I said, you know what? I looked at it, and then I spoke to Jerry and Nada Gilmartin and said, what do you think about this? And Nada said, can I think about it over the weekend? Called me on Monday and said, yeah, let's further discuss this. Met with Nada and Deb Kosofsky, who was president of the Cultural Center, and the rest is history. They hired me as my first client. I was an employee, decided to go out on my own, and they became my first contract was the Scranton Cultural Center.
That's
so that's what
it really is.
Right. Those are the things that you just do. You jump in, and with the help of my dear friend Joanne Framiotti, who was my boss at the Scranton Cultural Center, and then she resigned and went about her other things, and she helped me write my proposal and gave me a lot of feedback and what I should do and how I should go about it. And what, and she helped me tremendously. She set up my LLC for me, because you know me with paperwork and all that jazz.
Yes.
And she did it, and here we are. And so what I'm saying is, all of these things you do to make those steps and have it work, and then work it after you take the initial step to get it done, it can happen and work for you. That's all I'm saying. And in your case, the same way. But anyone out there, if you need anyone to do your writing, to do your public relations in the proper, in the sense of which it's the formal way, Julie D. Immel Communications is who you want. And we are going to take a quick break. We will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie produces this show, and she's great at it, and I love her. And, Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
There you go. And, Jewel, we're talking a little bit now this segment before we have the lovely Rose Randazzo come on and talk about the new mural, Scranton Tomorrow Mural Arts Program that's coming up in the new mural that will be on the building in the 100 block of, it's right next, it's between People's Security Bank and then the parking lot and the very next building. And I know Rose said that Zach and Art Russo own the building, and they've been wonderfully helpful, and thank you to them. Big shout out to my buddy Art and Zach for helping us with this. and that'll be revealed on August 1st. So Rose is going to talk a little bit about what you can expect and how that all comes together in the partnerships, and it's a great thing to do. So we'll be talking about that next. So we're going to tell you a little bit about what's going on in this town. And one thing I'm going to, I know I talked about it last week, but I'm going to reemphasize because it starts next Thursday, the 17th, Novena to St. Anne, which will be 10 days, 9 days of Novena, and the feast day on the 26th. And they have several Novenas throughout the day, every day. And as a little kid, Julie, I used to love to go, especially on Sundays, because we could be at Mass outside and sit outside. And then when we were finished, my parents would let us go down to the refreshment stand and get anything we wanted. And it was on a Sunday, and we were like, oh, my God, we're not inside church. We're outside, and I loved it. And I especially loved when there were two Sundays because it was, you know, depending on how it falls, it can be two Sundays. And I loved it because I'm like, oh, two Sundays in a row, we get to come here to this beautiful section of town, and we can be outside for Mass, and my mind would wander around and, you know, look around and see all that was going on and think of what I could get myself into. And then also then at the end, we got to go and have a snack that always was delicious. So still can go to the wonderful stand, the food stand that all of the volunteers work so hard at providing for throughout the Novena, the Novenas per day. And it'll start next Thursday, the 17th of July, and it runs through the 26th. So just want to give them a big shout out. As always, they do a wonderful job, and I just love being there and being part of it. And it's very important to me, Julie. I've been doing it for years and years and years and years, celebrating the 9 days in honor of my parents, because when we were kids, we never were like, oh, man, we have to go. And we went every single day. And so I do that, and I brought my children when they were little. And I just do it myself, and I just love every minute of the peace and how I feel when I'm there. So it's an important thing for me to do on a yearly basis. And if you're so inclined, please go and see what it can do for you, because it's helped me tremendously. It's kind of magical for me, Jewel, as I've told you before. Many things I've learned and be spiritually received from being part of that. And it's in my own hometown of good old West Scranton. West Side is the best side. So anyway, if you can do that, go do it. And so what else, Julie? What are we talking about? What other good stuff is happening downtown?
Well, the day after Novena is the opening day of the farmers market, the co-op farmers market in Scranton. I want to just mention this because we had Mary Lee Scherg on last week from the farmers market and Jim's Farm, and she told us all about what the market has to offer. And just a reminder, if you need fruits and veggies, bread, soap, flowers, whatever you need, go to the farmers market on opening day. I will be there because I need the good stuff. I need the good stuff.
Yes.
Now, the other thing I wanted to mention was, and okay, so let me just give a shout out to their website in case anybody wants to follow up on this. It's right off Providence Road in Scranton.
Right.
And the website is coop farmersmarket.com. We'll post that on our Facebook page. Look up the Laurie Cadden Show, and we'll have everything there for you. I also want to mention that we also go to, all year round, there is a farmer's market on Saturday mornings in Southside on Cedar Avenue, and that one is operated by UNC.
UNC,
they do a
right.
fabulous job, and so we get a lot of things there and on Saturday mornings, and then we buy more things, you know, midweek, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can go to the one off Providence Road, the farmer's market.
And then there's also, Julie, there's also the farmer's market in Clark Summit, which I'm not sure when they start, but that's on Saturday mornings. And Michelle Lacoe, who we had on with us last year, and she's going to come on again with us this year. I talked to her the other day to see how she was doing and how you know, as Mary said, some of the farmers are a little behind because of all of the rain, and the crops do not like all that rain. Certain crops do not fare well, and so they have to wait for it to dry out and sun up, and it has been doing that. So thank God everyone's back, but there's some of them are a little delayed, Michelle being one of them. So she will be downtown Scranton on Thursdays, not to then compete with any of the other farmers markets. She will be there on Thursdays, and she is on Courthouse Square, and she will be selling her delicious food and everything else that goes along with it through probably the end of October-ish, somewhere around there. She's there right on the corner of Biden and North Washington. Yet she's on the Biden side, though, and you'll see her. She's adorable with her straw hat, and she's got beautifully well-presented items from her farm, flowers and vegetables and pumpkins and everything you need. She's a delight, and she'll be there doing her thing. And then she is also at the Farmers Market in Clark Summit on Saturday, and she also, I didn't ask her about this, usually on Tuesdays, she's in the Clark Summit area near the gourmet diner. She sets up a little stand on Tuesdays. I'm not sure if she's going there this year, but usually she is. So lots to have, lots to get. Can't wait for tomatoes. Cannot wait. And I also, Julie, another big shout out, my friends from the Mulberry Bush, Helene and Mike Culinary, Helene Hopkins Culinary and Mike Culinary, who are Meyer's dear friends. They've been on Mulberry Street as Meyer had been for years and years and years and years and years, and a staple. And right there, Mulberry Bush, right next to Cafe Classico, they were there for years. They recently sold their business. Their last day would there in on Mulberry Street would be yesterday, as you're listening to us today, but we're taping today, so it's today. Actually, it was Thursday. And so today they are open full steam ahead in their location in Clark Summit, and they will be open every day. And I'll get that coming up because I don't remember the exact time. So while you're talking, I'll get that on my phone, the exact address for them. But so they're not gone far. They're just back in more where Hoppy grew up, as Hopkins Farm, and a little bit further outside of the city, but you can still go and visit them. As a matter of fact, I'm going up today to see them. So, so what else is going on, Jewel?
Okay, so something that's exciting in our family, because we have train enthusiasts, is a Lionel train trade show and swap meeting is coming to Scranton at the end of the month, and this is going to be really, really nice. On Saturday, July 26th, the time is 9 to 3. The Lackawanna County Visitors Bureau and the Lionel Collectors Club is hosting the trade show and swap meeting. So any train enthusiasts out there, or if you have small children who love their trains like we have in our family, this is the place to be on Saturday, July 26th. So it's no admission fee, and it's separated into two venues, which I think is really cool. The Radisson Lackawanna Station Hotel will have vendors for the trade show. And over at the Hilton Scranton and Conference Center, that's where you can go and see all the trains on display. So you need to get to both places. That's why it's you know, you could spend the day, 9 to 3. And you can also pick up a membership for the club while you're there at the trade show. And the information I'm seeing here says new members will receive a badge allowing them to attend the Steamtown Scranton Limited Yard Excursions that day. So this is a really, really nice event for train enthusiasts. And, of course, we will put a link to all this information on our Facebook page. But if you want to look it up just on your own, everything is posted on the county's website, lackawannacounty.org. So that's going to be a
Julie,
good one.
Yeah, and Julie, we need to give a shout-out, too. We are fortunate that we have a national park right in good old Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is Steamtown National Historic Site. That is on the National Parks, what's that called, Julie? Can't think of the word.
They're part of the National Park Service.
National Park Service. I mean, that's what we have right here in Scranton. So the trains, if you're, and there are many, many, many people who come from all over, which is why it
all
was
over the world.
Designated.
Yes.
Right, designated as such, because it's there. It's amazing what the work and the train services that this town had and continues to do. It's just amazing to me. And big shout out to my dad, God rest his soul. He was a fireman on for the railroad years and years ago before he opened his business. So this is, you know, trains are a big deal to us too. We love them. And it's always very nostalgic because of my dad. So, you know, here we are fortunate enough to have this right in our own hometown. And also the Trolley Museum and taking a ride on the trolley right now. Go and do that because our good friend Mr. Chris Calvi is running that wonderful place. And the rides are going strong. And as a matter of fact, I will be doing that very soon. Doug Smith and I want to go, and Meyer and the three of us are going because I have yet to do that. So that's one thing I'm going to do. These things are here. Take advantage of what we have and what's being brought to our city for people who love trains and love to be part of that. It's, again, we're talking all things history, I guess, too, Jewel. That's a big part of it. Do that.
It sure is.
Yeah, and I got the happy. It's Hopkins Farm LLC, and the address is 502 River Road in Falls, Pennsylvania, 18615, in case you need the zip. 502 River Road, Falls, PA, 18615, Hopkins Farm LLC, and that is Mike and Hoppy, formerly of the Mulberry Bush, who will be there and available to do what they can do to provide all the wonderful things they get on a yearly basis. And the phone number, 570-969-2427, 969-27, Jesus, God, could start all over. Hello, scratch that, 570-969-2427, 969-2427. If you need to call them, go see them, because they're around and they have great stuff, and we've been going to them for years. So what else, Jewel? What else is happening downtown or around us? Anything?
Well, we're almost out of time, Laurie, but there are, real quick. Yes. It's shocking. It goes by so fast.
It goes by. Yes, yes.
Yeah. But there are two block parties coming up in downtown Scranton on July 19th. There will be one on Biden Street from 11 to 4, and then there's another one on Adams Avenue from noon to 6, and then sandwiched in between, and I use this word purposely, is Summer Restaurant Week in downtown Scranton, July 19th to 26th. If you want more information on that, go to ScrantonTomorrow.org and click on the big icon that says Summer of Scranton.
There we go. Perfect.
There we go.
Okay, Jewel, well, that's a wrap. Almost. We have Rose coming up, but from our standpoint of what's going on in this town or in the surrounding areas, there you go. So Julie will post all of this on our social media info, so you'll be able to see that and get that in case you're wondering numbers and phone numbers and places and making sure I got Hopkins Farm correctly, since I said it incorrectly twice before the last time. Third time's the charm, though, Jewel. So anyway, we will be right back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Attorney Rose Randazzo talking a little bit about the Scranton Tomorrow's Mural Art Project. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey,
and gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel, the producer of this show. And Julie, tell them all what you can do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And with us is another lovely beauty. You might know her from growing up in that wonderful town of Pittston, Pennsylvania, living here in Scranton, attorney Rose Randazzo, who is with us today because we're talking about the mural, Scranton Tomorrow's Mural Arts Program, which is alive and well and doing beautiful work. If you haven't seen, we've done so many throughout the region. They're gorgeous. They make such a difference. We have a new one coming up, and we're very excited about that. So Rose, who is the chair of this wonderful program, is here to talk a little bit of our latest adventure, latest mural, and what's going on with it, and when it'll be dedicated, and all of the good stuff that goes along with the mural arts program for as in Scranton. And we're happy to have Rose join us on Friday morning to talk a little bit about beautiful work that continues to make our town so much more fabulous, Rose. So thanks for joining us. And what's going on recently, Rose? A lot of good stuff.
Well, thank you, Lori, for having me. And thank you, Julie, for the nice introduction. And we are so excited about this new mural called Remembrance and Continuance, which is the Lenape story in Scranton. So we are looking at this mural as more than just a large-scale public and historical art project. We are looking at it as a homecoming celebration for the Lenape people back to their homelands in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where it all started. And I'm especially excited about this particular mural because this is the first time that Scranton Tomorrow Mural Arts actually partnered with Lackawanna County Arts and Culture under the direction of Maureen McQuiggan to make this happen. And that is a big plus for our community because it shows that our county and our city are behind this public art mural program, which will give us a lot of life and longevity.
Well, Rose, you said it best, and I'm going to jump on that and further that. The fact that the county has partnered with us at Scranton Tomorrow to do this mural project and to have it represent the history that our town has in for such a long, long time, it's amazing to me that I'm stumbling here. I don't mean to, but not knowing everything about the Lenapes and how it influenced and what went on in our town of Scranton. To have Lackawanna County be part of that means a lot, as you said, because it is, when they put their name on something, they realize the value of what this town of Scranton was and is part of, and you guys embracing that and putting it up in a mural form is tremendous. And I know that the county and their arts and culture department do so many wonderful things, as you said, under the direction of Maureen McGuigan and the commissioners getting behind all. But this is wonderful. So I'm thrilled. I sit on that council, and I am so happy. And I sit on the board of Scranton tomorrow, and I'm so happy that this collaboration worked, because it just makes what you do so much easier, because you're getting help all the way around. And on the county level, Rose, that's huge.
Yes, 100%. And also, I want to add that we have the full support, financial and marketing support of the Lackawanna County Visitor Center. In fact, they have stepped up to install a kiosk, museum-quality kiosk, mm-hmm. under the mural that will give people the opportunity to scan a QR code and be told the story of the Lenape people in northeastern Pennsylvania, which is very exciting. And actually, it will be narrated by a former chief of the Lenape tribe by the name of Curtis Zenagwe. And he will be doing the narration on the history of their people in northeastern Pennsylvania. It's a wonderful program.
I love it. And full disclosure, I sit on that board, the Lackawanna County Visitors Bureau, too. And I am, and yes, this is phenomenal with all of this collaboration. But you know what's the most important part of this? And to me, is that having that ability, not just to visually see this mural and what it represents to our town, but the fact that you now can learn and get a little piece of history and the knowledge of why we're doing this at your fingertips is huge, Rose, because it becomes a learning tool for so many people coming to visit our community, which, of course, is why the Visitors Bureau is so happy to participate with this. But it is our history. It is history. It's living here. It's what we were. It's what we did. And it's what these people who have, you know, lived here and begun here, began their the whole story, started here. So it's wonderful. And I can't wait to see it done and to listen to it and to know, when will the date of the dedication be, Rose?
So the date of the dedication is August 1st, Friday, August 1st, first Friday. It will be at 5 o'clock in front of the wall, the mural wall, which is across the street from Bar Pazzo on North Washington. I believe the exact address is 130 North Washington. I don't want to say that for sure, but I think that's the address of the wall. But, you know, this you're right, Lori. This is so critical to reconnecting with the Lenape people. This is mm-hmm. their homecoming. This mural is a symbol of love from our community to them, saying, you are welcome back home, and we want
right.
you to be involved in Scranton now and in the future. And that's why it's called Remembrance and Continuance, because we need to continue the Lenape story in Scranton. So this is the first, you know, symbol of that, to a symbol of love to them and a symbol of community to us. And that's why we're really thrilled. And the greatest part about this is that this is being painted by a Ben Miller, a Lenape certified artist. So
yeah,
it's
wow.
not Ben is going to be painting the Lenape symbols, the traditional symbols of a Dutch inspired flower that was a symbol of their tribe, a turtle, the Susquehanna River. These symbols are so important to the Lenape, and to have, you know, this gentleman, this great artist that is part of their community paint the mural is very special. He's a registered citizen. He's federally recognized by the Delaware Tribe of Indians. And he is a graduate of the Academy of Arts at the University in Advertising and Design. He has his degree, and he also has worked globally with different corporations, branding campaigns. He's an excellent artist.
So he also is recognized as official Native American artist by the Heard Museum in Arizona, which is a big title and big compliment to him. And here's the beautiful part of the story is he brought in a very, very close friend of his from Spain, who he met in Spain while he was living there studying Spanish and teaching English 15 years ago. This gentleman, known now as Bailin, his full name is Miguel Bailin. Bailin, I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. Bailin, I want to say that right, is known now, 15 years later, as the current day Picasso. He is world famous. His art can be found in Miami, Los Angeles, New York. He is all over Europe. He's in France, Italy, Portugal, Belgium. He's painted in Mexico. He has worked for major famous brands like Dockers and Carhartt. He is the real deal. And just watching him paint freehand is an amazing, amazing experience. He will be in the history books as our Picasso, as today's Picasso. So I really encourage people to go to the wall and watch him create this live by hand with a spray can. It's incredible.
Oh, my God. Rose, do we, I should know this, is there video or anything, does anybody document this from, like, our local, like, ECTV or anyone? Do they go down and do that? So, because that's fascinating to watch all that being done.
We really would love to get those people out there to film. We don't have anyone filming
yet. I'm going to talk to them.
Yeah,
we're in
I'm
going to talk to Mark.
So the mural's only been happening for 3 days. He's making incredible progress. Never seen anyone paint so fast. And I'm hoping we could get some good video.
Ah, I love it. I think that's wonderful. So are you, we have so much happening. This is such an important one. And there's always one, you know, coming up next. Can you talk a little bit about what people can see for the next one?
So we're doing a mural on Lackawanna Avenue under Crunch. There's an underpass.
Yep.
As you're heading towards the expressway, it would be on your left. And this will be honoring the Naog elephants. So it's really different. There's no people in this one, and there's no structures. It is animals, and I'm thrilled about that. Now, there are four children to the left of the mural. They are going to be, they're historical. They are going to be featured because the way we got our first elephant at Naog Zoo, not a lot of people know this, in the 1920s, was the school children of Scranton had a campaign, a fundraising campaign, and they collected pennies. Mm-hmm. And they collected $2,000 in pennies to buy the elephants. And those four children who collected the most pennies were featured in the Scranton Times sitting on the elephant upon its arrival. So we were able to get photographs of four of them, and the artist wanted and actually John Basiliga, who's donating the wall, wanted them to be included. And I think that's a nice touch. But the main mural is an animal mural, and you're going to see a donkey and the four elephants. We're going to have a special tribute to Queen, who was the first elephant. And it's going to be very lovely. And you know, after speaking about that, I want to make sure that I mention to you that these walls are not easy to find in Scranton. So I am always on the lookout for a mural wall. And the reason they're not easy to find is because we have such a gorgeous, architecturally rich city. And our mural arts program will not paint on an architecturally significant wall. We are looking for party walls, walls that have no windows, no architectural features, that are often blighted, because we want to improve the look of the city, not take away from our beautiful architecture, which is art in and of itself. So I have to thank Art Russo and Zach Russo for the Lenape wall. They donated it. They spent a tremendous amount of money in restoring it and making it ready for the mural. And I also want to thank John Basiliga, who stepped up on Lackawanna Avenue with this wall. These developers, they're so important to the mural arts program, because without the walls, we won't have any art.
No,
And you're right about that. The architecture, we are rich in gorgeous architecture here. And to have any wall that is not of that significance and you have it out there, please let Scranton tomorrow know, or Rose, that this is something you might want to consider and what's available and see what happens, because that is true. We can't mess with the beautiful architecture that we have, and we're just enhancing with these murals. And every one, Rose, is absolutely beautiful that's been done so far in its own way, and the significance it brings, it's delightful. So continued luck with what you're doing. Again, come out to the next August 1st Friday and August 1st and see what this mural has to offer. Make sure you listen to the history of it. And we thank all of the wonderful sponsors and collaborators with this, the Lackawanna County and the Lackawanna County Visitors Bureau, for helping out with Scranton tomorrow and making it a little bit easier, a lot of it, for Rose to continue the work she does, and to these artists for being here in Scranton and doing their beautiful work. And big shout out to everybody, and to anyone who's an artist, keep painting. And as I saw this little thing on Jaws the other day, keep on kicking. So we're going to keep kicking and keep going, and Rose, keep doing it. And thanks for your time this morning, and keep kicking, Rose. We'll see you real soon.
Thank you,
and everyone else out there, you're welcome, honey. And everyone else, enjoy your weekend. We will see you next week. Thanks again so much for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye-bye.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.